نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا. This is Surah Furqan, revealed at Makkah Mukarrama. And the ayat reads, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا. Full of blessings is the one who has made the great constellations in the heavens. Buruj will refer to the greater stars, and then some places Allah Ta'ala speaks about His magnificence, you observing the sun and the movement, the moon and the waxing and the waning. So all to attract your attention towards the Qudrat, magnanimity and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. In the meanwhile, you do understand the magnanimity and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala with their movement, but you don't take them as gods or that things that will influence decisions. So therefore the hadith is warned, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا. When the discussion is going around, my Sahaba Ikram, then just hold back. Don't say anything. There may be that they may have had some differences amongst themselves, but that doesn't give you the license to talk about the Sahaba Ikram freely and however you wish. It was differences that they had, they were present, you went around. What you hear is historical reports, and you cannot say that they are absolutely authentic, because a historian will report from the perspective that he views, or for the person that he looks as the hero. So for the safety of your iman, what you do when the Sahaba Ikram are being spoken, then you just keep your cool, don't go deep into their stories, maintain your respect. Like it was your parents and they had a difference, and people are talking about the differences of your parents in the open, so you'll say, gents, just keep your cool, these are my parents, and respect them, don't speak out against them. Similarly, the hadith says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدْرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا. When taqdeer is being discussed, then also just hold back. Because the depths of the masla of taqdeer is beyond human comprehension. Like we know the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, but we cannot comprehend the extent of the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. It's beyond human comprehension. Take an ant and ask that ant, what is the volume or the mass of the water of the ocean? It's mind-boggling, it's too much for it, can't comprehend, it's too much. So all mankind, in comparison to the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, is not even an ant compared to an ocean. But the little that he's got, then he becomes too proud and too arrogant, begins to feel, laysa kamithli, nobody is like me, I'm surpassed everybody. Whereas, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah has just given you a fraction, minuscule of knowledge. Again the hadith says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ النُّجُومُ فَأَمْسِكُوا. When the topic of the stars come up, then just remain cool, just hold back. Don't get into this. Because we're just chanting, and you feel that this star, or this movement, so it will influence prosperity, it will influence life. Whereas even the sun and the moon, لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِي لِيَمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. That also doesn't influence anything. In spite of them being so huge, like sun and the moon, but they don't influence decisions. So your iman is not supposed to be influenced, لَا شَرْقِيَةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَةٍ, not by the Eastern paganism, and not by the Western filthy modernism. this is even more filthy than the Eastern paganism, because this has got absolute pure seat in it. And Shaitan is after Mata'ul Ghurur. Shaitan Lakum Aduun, he is your enemy. His whole endeavor is to destroy you. From the east or from the west, this, he'll punch you from that side, he'll punch you from that end. They'll come up in different ways. And then the hidden agendas, then they come to the fore, they hide for some time, but after that, it becomes public information. Like we hear about the abstain thing, right? We are told from the beginning, abstain. But we had to go to the abstain to understand the hidden agendas, the satanic plots, right? All know about it, Jeffrey, and abstain, we all heard the story. We don't need to go further into it. But it's their ploys and their plots. And then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that they surface after some time. But it's absolute pure, filthy Satanism. Whether they talk of interfaith, we will talk of single faith. Not multi-faith, we talk of single faith. Now they want to make all the faiths one. جَعَلَ الْآلِيَةَ إِلَهَ وَاحِدًا. They will make it into one. So no, we talk of a single faith, you talk of a multi-faith, you go your way, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. We go our way. So that is now Western filthy modernism. They talk of Abrahamic accord. We say, no, no, why? You're missing the point. We go by Allah's accord. Not Abrahamic accord, not just a family name, Allah's accord. So that's how they confuse. And the third way how they confuse your faith is don't look at the person's action, look at his niyat. Yes, the niyat counts very greatly in Islam, but it doesn't justify. Someone commits murder, right? Or he's committing zina. You don't say, look at his niyat. Zina is zina, whether his niyat was right or wrong, but the zina will be zina, and he'll be punished, it'll be a punishable crime. But now just using the trump card of a niyat and getting out scot-free, really it's madness. The stupidity, the whole West is taking you towards stupidity and madness, wanting you to believe their corruption. Meanwhile, they talk about tolerance, and on this side they're killing, oh, I was counting over 5-6 million from the Bosnia, Afghanistan, Gaza, Sham, Iraq, and where else? Over 5 million they killed, and they say, no, he must be a tolerant Muslim. So, Sheikh Sadi said it very well. He said that a child in the old days used to be teaching Persian in the early formative years of the child. So he learned, he came across the poetry, and the poetry read, Dost abayat ke girat daste dost. Who's the real friend? The real friend is the one that holds the hands of the friend. Now he's a child, young, unexperienced, still wet, the novice, but he read something, now he wants to apply it himself. Now he came out of the madrasa, he saw his friend catching it. Someone was boxing. He was boxing also. Both were boxing. So straight away he went, see, I read in the kitab, hold your friend's hands. So he held him now. That person got all the chance to box him. So just the knowledge is not sufficient, that academic is not sufficient. How do you apply yourself? That was important. Here he went to apply it, but he didn't understand the application, and he caused problems for his friend. So Nabi Sam has warned us by getting to these things here, whether it's the Sahaba Kiram, don't discuss. All you've been told is the Quran says, radiyallahu anhum waradun, and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with all of them. No exception, Allah says, I'm pleased with all of them. Khalas, end of the story. That's our faith, that's our iman. And as you hold to this, your iman is safe. And as you move away from this, then your iman is on the brink of collapse. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا. Then the verse continues, leaving out one ayat, coming to the next ayat, وعباد الرحمن, that we can apply this somewhat in the month of Ramadan, therefore I'm emphasizing on this verse. So it starts off with وعباد الرحمن, the slaves of the most compassionate, the slaves of the compassionate. But how it addresses us, the slaves. So you can get the understanding and you can get the grips of the verse if you understand your status. What's your status? Your status is you are a slave. the slaves of the Rahman. So then, what does it take to make you a slave? Then the slave must not only carry out instructions, but must be happy with the master. For his whole stay to go well, what he requires is he doesn't just execute the commands, but he's happy with whatever the master says. So obviously, the master of all is Allah Ta'ala. So with Allah Ta'ala's decisions, we are happy. Number two is we carry out the instructions. We will not say, now why Rosa, why to keep fast? People don't have food, they must fast. No. We don't employ our reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. That's obviously that Satanism. Shaitan had done that at the beginning. He employed his reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. And that's where it landed him. Inna alayka la'nati ila yawmiddin. Perpetual curse until the day of Qiyamah. Just for using your reasoning against the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, Jummah namaz, two rakats, and the same namaz done on other days will be called Zuhr, four rakats. That's the command of Allah Ta'ala. Jummah namaz, you will recite with loud qirat, and the other namazes on that same time recite it softly. Why? Allah knows. He has commanded it, and our duty was to understand the command and apply it, not to know the reasoning. The reasoning sometimes Allah Ta'ala may show, and sometimes He may not show the reasoning. But at all times you are a slave, and understand when your work is, you are a slave, then you must just carry out instruction, right? If an ordinary worker comes to your house doing the garden, right? And he wants to know, boss, you know, I heard your daughter is very beautiful, and I want to see her when she is in the bikini, I want to see her. What do you see? You'll give two kicks and run away. Why? Your workers to the garden, you just look after your job, then we'll get out of here. So, Allah Ta'ala's relationship is far greater than that worker's relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? It's far greater than the slave's relationship to Allah Ta'ala. You carry out the instruction where He wants to give you the reasoning, He'll give you the reasoning. If He doesn't, then it doesn't mean that it's subject to your reasoning. So understand that you are a slave, and then understand that you'll be pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala under all situations. Taw'an wa karhan, something that you are in agreement with, something you aren't in agreement with, but is a command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave life, and when He wanted, He took away life. Are you there to ask Allah Ta'ala, why do you take the life? No. The doctor did whatever he needed to do, and the specialist did whatever he needed to. But they can go only to a certain point, they can't go beyond that. So we appreciate what they have done. But we will not say, but how this life is gone? No. Allah Ta'ala did this. It came from Allah Ta'ala, because life you couldn't make, and nor can you take. Life comes from Allah Ta'ala, and life is taken by Allah Ta'ala. Understand that, right? But we get so deep into science, philosophy, etc., that we shake and rock our iman thereafter. Or simple things, Allah Ta'ala, yuhyi wa yumeet. He gives life, and He takes life. So understand that you are a slave, and then behave as a slave. In the journey to righteousness, to knowledge, and to righteousness, without this mindset of slavery, servitude, understanding that you are a slave, you can't progress. No matter what you try, but you don't have that mindset that I am a slave, and I must remain a slave to be able to progress. Without that, you can't progress. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِ الَّذِينَ تَكَبَّرُونَ. People that think something about themselves, Allah says, I will turn the meanings of the Quran, move it away from them. They won't understand. They may just get the wordings right, right? They may get the wordings right, but the real meaning, the depth, they will feel. So Allah Himself says, أَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِ الَّذِينَ تَكَبَّرُونَ. Those that think they are great, they are haughty, right? Then, the second thing he says, Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the compassionate. So that means when he uses this attribute, he wants to see what's the level of compassion in you when you're dealing, interacting, you're socializing in your private life, in your public life. What's the degree of compassion within you? Are you showing that in your words, in your actions, in your behavior, in your wealth, whatever? But are you showing that? Or you say, no. Knowledge is just something academic, and I don't have to apply it, right? By life, you have to know it, you have to apply it. Then that deen becomes alive. Otherwise, it's just stocked up in the library or in some educational home. like a student learning geography, he learnt it, so what? Did he make a difference to his life? So deen is supposed to be making a difference. أَوْ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا. Man was dead, and Allah gave him life. So the deen and the deen knowledge creates life, creates an awareness. And that awareness then makes you see things in perspective. So Ibadur Rahman, then he says, يَمْشُونَ عَلْ أَرْضِ هُونَا. And when they walk with humility. They don't show arrogance in their attitude, in their ways, in their behavior. They won't show an attitude. They humble, at all times they humble. Now, Shaitan puts all these thoughts into your mind, but he's not a God, why must we listen to you? What people think about this person here is God? But I see the same people, they won't listen to the elder, be it the father, whoever, or the ustad, or some senior, they won't listen to him, because he's not God. But tomorrow, if the wife is saying at namaz time, let's go shopping, straight away going shopping. So the wife became the God. When you refuse to listen to your elder, then she became a God. Then everything else becomes the God. The reason was that you refused. You're supposed to recognize seniority and age, then you failed. But then the person that is supposed to be under you, now she begins to rule you. Why? Because of the absence of humility. يَمْشُونَ عَلْ أَرْضِ هَوْنَا. This, you can see, in all spheres of their life, you can see humility, the humble. They made a mistake, and they are prepared to ask for an apology. But that comes in when there is humility. Now all these promises are with humility and correcting yourself. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. You repent and you correct yourself and you replace the evil for good. The Allah says, I am prepared to forgive you. I'll replace your evil with good works. But then follow the procedure. The procedure is this, not just an academic thing, right? It's not academic learning something, that's all, no. Learning it and you're applying it. Then that called knowledge is called ilm, is called progress. يَمْشُونَ عَلْ أَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And then ignorant people don't know about deen, they address them, right? Sometimes someone's going to be rude, he's going to be aggressive, his tone will be raised, but he'll be speaking in an unprofessional manner. But what's your response supposed to be? Should you also become rude? Should you also raise your tone? Should you also become aggressive if he's becoming aggressive? The Quran, there can't be a better guide than the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif says, إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. It's people that don't have knowledge or don't know how to apply the knowledge. Jahil in the Quran Sharif can mean the person that doesn't have knowledge or he doesn't apply the knowledge. He's also a jahil. أَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُوَ أَقِيرْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. So, not only the person that doesn't know, but the person that is not applying himself, he's also called a jahil. So when that person is talking, what's the better thing? Call with salama. They move away with dignity and with respect. They won't abuse the person, they won't insult the person, but in a dignified way, they'll move away. Call with salama. So they'll avoid any trouble, especially in the roza. And when you're getting in the summer months, and the roza is quite long, then sometimes you're getting something from your wife, from the children, from your clients, from your social, people that socialize with you, you're getting all things coming up. So how are you going to conduct yourselves? So you move away dignity and respect, but in a nice, peaceful manner, not causing any type of disturbance to yourself or to the person there. خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَوْلُ السَّلَامَ وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. With all the humility and the pious, and they don't think much of themselves, but how do they spend their nights? Ramadan, Taraweeh, and Tahajjud, and Sali. يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ, standing up sometimes in prayer, sometimes in sajda, sometimes crying to Allah Ta'ala, sometimes invoking the mercies of Allah Ta'ala. That's how they... And they don't think too much of themselves. In their dua, they don't say, Rather, I did so much now, what are you going to give me? No. Rather say, رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَنَّا. Forgive us and save us from the Jahannam, from the fire. So they don't think much of them. See, that attitude, this is the thing that kills everybody. That attitude, arrogance, pride, that's the biggest destroyer in this age. The child to a grown-up, everybody wants to show attitude. I know it, you don't know it. I am the person, listen to me. So everybody wants to aid the shaitan. Shaitan also didn't want to humble himself. And that was the beginning of his collapse. So they think nothing of themselves. They ask, رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ Avert that punishment from us. Because that punishment is a total disaster. إِنَّا سَعَدْ مُسْتَقَرَّ وَمُقَوَى إِنَّا كَانَ غَرَامَ A total disaster and a bad place to be, a terrible abode, and what a residence it is. It's going to be residing there. So that's the approach, that's the humility, that's the behavior, that's the conduct. So this beginning verses of this surah, this ayat of Ibadur Rahman, that is a good starter for the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand it nicely and thereafter to apply it in our lives.